Well, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And if you want a vegetarian option or would like something beyond all the turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing, then we've got you covered. Three Sisters Stew is a Native American dish inspired by the Three Sisters of corn, squash, and beans, traditionally grown together in many Native gardens. Joining us now is Chef Stephen Looney of the Iempa Cafe at the Chickasaw Cultural Center in Sulphur, Oklahoma. Chef Stephen, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me, Stephen. It's wonderful being here.
So when I was a kid, I went to the farm and wilderness camps where they taught us to farm by mounding up the earth and putting corn seeds in and then putting bean seeds and squash seeds and have them all grow together. And we were told this was a Native American traditional way to grow food. And they called it something like the Three Sisters. So how did these three crops come to be planted together, Chef Stephen?
So traditionally, Three Sisters is a symbiotic planting system. So what would happen is as the corn grows, it provides a stalk for the beans to trellis up to and give them root so they can actually continue to grow. And then from there, the beans would provide nitrogen for the soil, for the squash, and for the corn. So each plant helped the other plant grow and provided a nutrients that the other plant would have as a deficiency in the soil. So they would back each other up like a family would.
So it's getting to be colder now, and I'm thinking it might be fun to maybe have you tell me about a stew I could make.
Absolutely. So one of the most amazing things about the Three Sisters is the corn. We have something called pashofa. Pashofa is a white pearl hominy that's been dried. So with that, I like to take the pashofa, slow cook it for about 16 hours with pork, usually pork butt, and then usually within the last hour and a half of the cooking process, I'll add black beans and generally yellow squash, but I really like to add butternut squash to it because it holds up a lot better. So you have this really intense corn flavor balanced with the fattiness and the saltiness of the pork, and then you have the sweetness of the butternut squash in there, and then you get these nice little hits of earthiness from the beans, and it's a very complex and depth of a dish for, you know, something that's just, you know, corns, beans, and squash.
Okay, Chef Stephen, what about a simple vegan stew with the Three Sisters?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You could take all those exact same things and just instead of using pork, you could add spinach to it, you could add kale to it. If you were apt enough, you could add wild greens such as poke to there or lamb's tongue. Those are all things that could be foraged in Oklahoma or in the homelands that the tribe absolutely would have used and would have ate and consumed.
So, Chef Stephen, let me ask you, what's a simple recipe starting with corn kernels? Say something vegetarian.
So you can have a corn potage, which is a type of corn soup. And you could just take fresh corn or canned corn if you like. If it's canned, you should strain it and remove all the excess water. And you could just simply saute that up in a stock pot with some onions and garlic, add some vegetable base to it or some plain water, and then just reduce the heat. And then after it starts to simmer, you could add onions and carrots. You could add peppers and onions, potatoes. And then once that cooks for a couple hours on low, remove about half of it and then puree that. And so it becomes its own cream. So this way you don't even have to add cream to the soup. The vegetables itself has become its own sauce, basically.
So good. Of course, originally these three foods were cultivated together, but nowadays most people would find them in the produce section of a grocery store. What advice would you have for anyone who would like to adapt traditional recipes for today's kitchen?
You know, it's funny. Growing up, you know, I wasn't really connected to my Chickasaw heritage as much as I am now. So to me, it's immensely surprising on how many foods are actually Native foods. So, you know, all of our history is oral. So it's not like with French history, I can go get a cookbook from the 1500s and I can know, you know, what King Louis the 15th had or what Marie Antoinette ate. You know, unfortunately, my people, we share things orally. So a lot of it is just purely imagination based. If you were really wanting to truly try foods that the tribe would have had, you know, you maybe not use obviously processed foods, you know, don't use, you know, all sorts of extracted oils like olive oil, palm seed oil, stuff like that. If you can use lard, you know, if you have access to that, you can use that. But a lot of the foods would be considered what someone would say is humble, right? They didn't have necessarily special knives or special cooking equipment. You know, they smoked things, they boiled things, they dried things, they cured things like that. So, you know, a lot of what they ate is, well, some would say rustic, you know, some would say humble, some would say simple, but that's the type of food that my people ate.
Stephen Looney is chef at the IEMPA Cafe at the Chickasaw Cultural Center there in Sulphur, Oklahoma. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm going to try some of these in my own kitchen.
Well, I appreciate your time, Stephen. It's been a pleasure to be able to speak with you today.